Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, we're finally back, Damo. Finally back. What have you done without us on the podcast?
Oh, these guys would have been so lonely without us on the podcast.
What's that song that goes, I'm lonely, so lonely?
Kid Leroy.
So lonely.
No, you got
I'm lonely.
I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely.
And you're the singer of the two of us.
Are we thinking about the same song?
I don't know. Let me check.
Only the lonely.
No, not that one. No.
I feel so low.
What's his name?
Feel so low. I feel so lonely.
That's not it. Without you.
Oh, no. Okay, wasn't that?
Is that the one? That the one? Let's play the hook of that one. Let's see if this is the one. I don't think this is the one. Riveting bloody podcast. You cut out a piece of me. No, not that one.
Now I bleed. No, you know what you need. It's the Police. I feel so lonely. I feel so low.
Anyway, here's what happened in the show. Have a good one.
What do you think about when somebody sends you a text message, okay? Like a friend, or maybe an acquaintance. Let's say an acquaintance. Somebody that you work with, like say myself or Straney here. And say we sign it off with a kiss.
I sign everything with a kiss.
Cause no, but girls do that. Because I do notice that a lot of ladies will do that sort of thing. But what about...
Actually, I remember once one of my kids' teachers, a male teacher, accidentally...
Oh, see? We already think it's a bit...
Well, I didn't even notice it until he very quickly fired off another text to say, oh, God, sorry, my phone's playing up. And I was like, what? I was so busy. I was like, what? What's he on about? And then he had signed off the previous text with a kissy face emoji.
A kissy face emoji?
Nice.
And I just wrote back and went, listen, mate, it's fine. You know, it happens. If you want a kissy face emoji me, just go with your heart, you know?
Well, I mean, sometimes that's what you want to do.
So what happened to you?
No, look, there's a producer that I've been working with that is an old mate of mine. He signs off everything with a kiss, okay?
Great! Good on him.
No, he's a Scottish fella. Signs it off with a kiss. And, hey, that's cool. I have no big deal with that, okay? But he had it out with me. He says, how come you never sign off with a kiss?
Oh.
He actually wasn't happy with the fact that I didn't sign off with a kiss, and we've actually kind of fallen out over it.
Is he affectionate, like, in person? Because I have some male friends who are hetero who will hug and kiss other hetero guys and say, I love you, and that. Like, is he that guy?
No, he's not. No.
Is he a row of tents?
What's a row of tents?
Well, is he camp?
Is he homosexual?
No, he's not.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No. Okay. But
so he's fallen out of it because you won't kiss back.
It's interesting. Why is it that every single time I sign off with a kiss, you never sign off with a kiss? I went, I'm not really the kissing sort of guy. He says, I take it kind of as a form of offense that you didn't sign off with a kiss. I was like, dude, you know, what am I going to... I can't be that guy who kisses to say goodbye.
No.
I find it a bit strange. I mean, I can't start doing that. I might try it, though, because I'm starting to feel like maybe I should start. Like, Straney, I'm going to send you a message later on, and I want to see how you respond. I'm going to pick the moment. And depending, yes. I just want to try it out because I've never experienced it.
I've got a male friend who doesn't hug, and I'm a big hugger. And so the sort of impasse we've reached is that whenever we arrive and are leaving, he allows me to hug him, but he sort of puts his arms up like I'm trying an illegal tackle, and he is letting the umpire know that he's not engaging.
Well, this is the thing. I don't like it as well. I'm not a kisser in general, okay? Even when girls come in to give me a kiss or whatever, I get very awkward about it, and I end up hitting my nose against their nose because I go the wrong direction.
Try that move. Try just standing still with your arm. Did you say erection?
No, I never said erection.
Oh, sorry, I thought I heard it. Sorry.
Wow, on that merry note, let's go to the news.
Damien's just sent me a text message. No kiss, just a screaming purple eggplant.
Yeah, see?
What does that mean, Damien?
Are you meant to return that?
Yes. I don't know.
I think you are.
Certainly you will never ever
send
get
a little peach
return.
Or something.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, God.
You Damien, sound strained, Michelle.
Oh, of course I am. I'm on holidays with the kids. Damien, I'm a single parent, let's not forget. And Damien, I was just reading this. I'm after reading a Twitter thread.
Oh, about, you're after reading one, are you?
I have started saying I'm after things. I love it. I really, really love that expression. And this Twitter thread's about adulthood, and it's funny, but it's kind of, you know, not depressing, but it's about the things that suck about adulthood, but it is funny. It's things like, one of the most notable things about adulthood is how you're always exhausted, but you can never sleep.
That
so true.
Is so true. I'm always tired, and I cannot sleep at night. I will lie there for ages,
My
mind will not switch off. That is so true.
What about this? Adulthood is just receiving an endless stream of documents that no one tells you whether to keep or throw away. And you're just always guessing wrong. So true.
We have a filing cabinet in the Leith household with documents dating back 15 years that we know, including things like AGL bills and Telstra phone bills. We're like,
why?
We really got to throw that
back. But the next thing you know, you're desperately tearing the house apart for some piece of paper that you don't have. And you're like, who knew I needed that?
That is adulthood for sure.
This one really got me, though. Adulthood is having one friend announce they're pregnant while another one announces they're getting divorced. This one really got me because I had a night, big night on the weekend with my favourite mums.
Ooh.
And we are so in that zone. We are in our 40s, and one of our friends had a surprise pregnancy. She has a baby. We know each other because we met when our kids were in like kinder. So, and now our kids are in grade 6. So we have known each other for that sort of 11 or 10 years or something now. And all of our kids are sort of about to leave primary school, but one of our mums was pregnant at 45. And we were all like, oh no. And so was she. But now she has a little
moment
Darcy.
Of weakness.
She did. Well, I don't, well, who
well,
knows?
Look, I don't know the details.
But she has this beautiful, she has a beautiful little baby. But in their family, it was like, oh God, we had all these plans. We were like, we'd had our kids and we were all about, you know, we were going to have a big holiday overseas. Well, that's obviously off for other reasons now, but they had to buy a bigger car. They had to, it just changed their whole life trajectory when they suddenly had 3 kids instead of 2 and all of that. But then other mums in the group have just broken up, just divorced. So that's changed their whole trajectory. So it's just a really weird time in life, isn't it?
It is. We're definitely in those. It's the crossover years. And I'm surprised there wasn't another person in the group that's getting remarried as well. You could have covered all bases. Boom, boom, boom.
A little bit of repartnering going on. A little bit of mixing. Yeah,
mixing and
families.
Matching.
Yeah, a little bit of that going on. And yeah, it's a funny old time.
I just find I'm at a time in my life because I was on stage over the weekend. I was doing a show, and when I normally do that particular show, there's one song I sing, and I used to do a little kind of dance hip move where I do this little kind of.
Beg your pardon.
I did this little hip kind of Rod Stewart sort of. You know, to the beat. You get a drum, and you whack it with your hip.
So there was a moment, was there, when you'd think, okay, it's time for the Damien Leith hip move.
That a lot of people just go wild for. But now that I'm in my 40s, I can't really do the hip move. My recovery the next day, I feel the pain from the hip move. You know, I got to stretch before I do the hip move. I can't do it mid-performance. It has to happen right at the start of the show, just after post-stretch. Otherwise, the hip movement's out. You know, it's off the list. I wake up some mornings, that is, and I hear this noise, and it's my body. It's my own body cracking. You know, snap, crackle, and pop. It's
well,
my body.
Husey, you know what Husey says? Husey says he realized he reached an age where he had to come down the stairs sideways. In the morning. He woke up in a state in the morning where his body just couldn't come down the stairs straight on. He sort of had to take them sideways.
He needs to get one of those automatic chairs, you know, that you just sit on at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, you're the one who's cracking. I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
but he's much like his audience.
Come on.
Come on.
broken record fella over here.
Come on.
Come on.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, remember before we took a break, I mentioned to you that little Kiki, my daughter, was turning 10 years of age.
And
that,
oh my gosh, yes!
Yeah, and she turned 10 years of age. She is in double-digit land right now.
She had a party, and then she had a family party. You promised her a puppy.
Uh-huh. Now, I promised her a puppy. Foolishly went into a pet shop, showed her all the puppies. Okay,
yes.
I got news for you all.
What? What? Because I said, you got to get her a puppy now. You have to. And you were like, we can't.
I got some news for you. We didn't get her a puppy.
Oh.
Okay. I can't believe it.
No, we did not. We
did you get her a pony?
We didn't get her a pony. We got her none of those sort of things. But what we did do was, she was very upset about it. So we said, well, look, let's just go back to the pet shop. You can at least see the puppies again.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did.
Are you serious?
Well, you may as well have a look at them again. Because they're really cute. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong. You can touch it, but you can't buy it kind of vibe. You
did
know?
Not.
Oh, man. All right. When we went there.
Sad, Dad.
No, look, we were caught in a situation, guys.
Go,
okay,
tell us the story.
Anyway, went into the pet shop just across the road, Fangs and whatever it was called. Fangs and,
oh God,
you know where it is.
I know.
What happened?
They had bunnies, beautiful bunnies for Easter. Bunnies, gorgeous looking things, little dwarf lop-eared bunnies.
I know
so
them.
Gorgeous.
They're so beautiful.
And she instantly fell in love with one of them. And we had to say, look, we told you when we were coming here.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Well, no, we said you can't get attached to anything because you won't be able to get something.
No.
And we left.
You did not.
Bunnyless.
We left bunnyless.
I swear to God.
What, you think I'm a bad person? Look, we had a deal with the kids. We said, if we're going to go here, you can't get attached to it. And they said, okay, we still want to go to the pet shops.
What do you do for kicks on other weekends? Do you just go to cake shops and just let them stand there and look at slices of cake and not have any?
Clearly kicks his kids on the weekend for kicks.
Take them to Macca's to just stand in the car park and smell the chips.
Listen, there's a light at the end of this tunnel, okay?
Really?
The light at the end of the tunnel is I returned from my weekend away.
With a bunny?
With
chips from Macca's.
To discover there was a bunny in our house. There is a bunny in the house, okay? Because the funny thing was, after we left the pet shop, suddenly Kiki started saying, hey, if I clean up the kitchen, will you give me some money? If I do this, will you give me some money? So I came back after my trip, and I noticed Kiki wasn't doing any work anymore. I said, what's the story? And I went up to her, and I said, Kiki, what's the story? You took on the job as cleaning the house. We were giving you money for it. You know, why aren't you doing it anymore? Here's what she had to say.
I was only doing that because I wanted a bunny, and... I got paid a lot of money for cleaning the whole house and making other people's beds. So now I don't really care. I feel like I've earned my state, and now you guys can stand in. You guys can start cleaning up for what I was doing for you guys.
Okay, so
what's
she...
What's the bunny called?
Oh, the bunny... The bunny's called Sunshine. Sunny for short. Gorgeous, gorgeous bunny. But, you know, and I think it's beautiful. I love having the bunny in the house. But I'm disappointed. She quit her job. You know, she was using us. She was using us for money. And then she just went, well, stuff you guys. I got what I wanted. She went and bought herself with the bunny. She bought herself. She did the job. But still, I'm disappointed. We're down an employee in our house. You know.
How long did she have to do those jobs for?
About a week of jobs.
Ah, that's a short job, isn't it? That would be one of the shortest jobs in history. Well done, Kiki.
1 week.
Wait till Sunny has like 18 babies, and then she'll have to work again.
Sunny will not have any babies. Sunny's a loner. She's on her own. We had her scanned before she left the pet shop to make sure there was nothing growing in there.
Right.
So. Oh, good.
But I don't know that there's a life lesson that's been learned here. I mean, she quit the job after just 1 week.
That's good. People do that. You know what? Actually, now that we talk about it, I want to find out, Illawarra, from you, shortest job you've ever had.
Shortest job?
Yep. Oh, I can tell you, I waitressed for one night.
One night?
Twice. Yeah, I did one night each in two restaurants.
That's
I'm the world's
very good.
World's worst waitress. There's something about it. My IQ just spirals down. in that job. Like, well, I'm that lady who takes four orders and comes back with three dinners.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I do. I'm just, like, so bad. And both times at the end of the night, the bosses had to say, yeah.
Get out.
Nah. We're going to have to let you go.
You're useless. It hasn't worked out.
Let's get into it, Illawarra. I want to hear more. I want to hear more from you. 42751-965. What is the shortest job you've ever had? Like Michelle Laurie, one night, twice, or like Kiki, doing the jobs around the house for a week? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Lisa, what's your shortest job?
I was a kitchen hand.
Hard job.
Look, it was one of my first jobs coming out of TAFE doing my cooking course and stuff like that. I walked in and it's a beautiful restaurant, absolutely gorgeous. And I walked out the back and he's like, make the gravy. So I started making gravy and he's come in, you're not doing it right. He's sweating. He's had a singlet shirt on, a cigarette popping out of his mouth. He was making gravy. I was absolutely mortified. I'm like, just give him a break. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I was then, by the end of the shift, I was picking up plates and all this sort of stuff and went to tuck the bread rolls in the bin and he's like, no, 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 we put them back in the cupboard and fridge
for tomorrow's
service.
Like off people's plates?
We not want that.
Off the plate. Yeah. I also chucked out a bit of yucky tomato in the bin and his wife picked it up. Oh, no, 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 that's still good. And she chopped it back up.
Still good.
Oh, yeah.
Still good. Oh, how were the Ramses to work with, though? Was Gordon a good guy? That sounds disgusting.
I mean, you've moved from strength to strength. Now you're a crow trainer. Yeah. So, I mean, life's just looking up for you. Working with animals is much, much better. Sometimes it's good to quit a crap job. There's no better feeling in the world than to quit, just go, no, actually, no.
There they are again.
Beautiful.
I was nice enough to say I'll come back tomorrow if you needed extra help, but he's like, do you want them tomorrow? And I'm like, no, I'll be fine. Thank you.
You're sweet. No, the crows need me. The crows need me. I've got to go.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and
Damien, stop the train. Oh, yeah, back. Topic train. Ooh. We're back from holidays, straight into the topic train. Okay.
And that opener's had a freshen up.
It has.
Sounds awesome.
Thank goodness. Ferdinand the Duck.
Ooh.
Ferdinand the Duck has won Best in Show Poultry at the Royal Easter Show for the first time in like 150 million years.
This is the Dapto Duck, yeah?
Yes, that's right. The Illawarra's Duck. The Duck of the Illawarra.
Best bird in Australia.
Yep. Has finally
Congratulations,
won.
Congratulations, little Ferdy. I hope Isn't you're listening.
It brilliant? Isn't it brilliant? It is cool. Aww.
Superb.
Little darling.
Thought I'd put it to you both. Michelle, Damien, biggest thing you've won?
Ooh.
I never win anything.
You never win anything? Come on.
Nah.
Surely you've won a ham in your life.
Never.
Everyone has won a ham.
No, I never do. My dad used to win meat trays. All the time. I swear to God, we, in the recession, in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, that's what kept our family alive.
A meat tray.
Yeah, because he did spend money going to the pub.
Yep.
And luckily, that sort of came back in the form of meat, because he won meat trays at least once a week.
It balances out. It balances out. Okay, I like that. I like that.
Hang on. Damien, Australian Idol, maybe?
I won Australian Idol.
Oh,
I did win that show. But
I thought Jess Mowboy won it and you were the runner-up. That's why you're more successful than her now.
No, incorrect. No. I won it. But I did also, a major milestone in my life, I won 12 packets of cigarettes when I was 5.
That's massive.
How good is that?
Well done.
Okay, what a great prize coming in.
How long did it take you to get through them?
Oh, you know. It was about an afternoon.
You're only a little tacker, yeah.
I was only a little fella.
And what about this, guys? A father claims his 6-year-old son has found a spent bullet in a bag of flaming hot Cheeto Puffs a day after the boy first opened the bag.
A bullet?
A bullet.
Okay.
A spent bullet.
Spent.
Now, we've already heard Michelle was terrible
at
waitressing.
It's a
hectic factory. It is. So, Michelle's already only lasted a day, a shift, working as a waitress. Mm. I want to find out, Damien, Michelle, what have you found in your food? Ooh. Not a bullet, but what have you found in your food?
Well, I got something here, all right. When I was living in Botswana, all right, we had an outdoor barbecue and it was dark. It was a whole gang of us. Sure. And we made a stir fry on the barbecue, big stir fry. And there were locusts flying all around, okay? Massive, massive locusts. Mm. Anyway, we took home a big bowl of the stir fry. Next day, we heated up in the microwave. We all sat down to eat the stir fry, and lo and behold, in amongst the stir fry was a locust roughly the length of my hand.
Nice.
I mean, that was always going to happen, right?
Extra protein.
But you know what the thing about locusts is? It looked like stir fry. It really and truly, it could have ended up on someone's plate. We could have eaten it without even knowing about it.
I'm going to tell you that I think you probably did eat a number of them. Yes. I'm saying that one that you found was just one that you found.
That was the one didn't get away. The other ones got away.
I'm saying while you were all marveling at that one, you were swallowing.
Yeah, I was wondering,
I went through about a 6-month period in Botswana when I was constipated. Maybe that's what it was all due to.
Locust.
Michelle, ever found anything in your food?
Yeah, heaps. But look, I'm not precious. I'm not one of those who goes... Oh, yeah, my word, any day. I'm not one of those who goes, oh, there's a hair in me food, take it back. I'm like, oh, hair schmear.
I hate a hair in my food. No
just
way.
Just pull it out.
Mm. Oh, and immediately, even the thought of it makes me want to vomit.
Hey, what about this?
It's just hair. We've all got it.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. No.
Yeah, hair in your food's fine.
No, I hate that.
Hair in your food is fine.
This
is a great story. Comes out of the NRL this weekend. South player, Latrell Mitchell. Plays for New South Wales, Australia. He surprised his parents who live near Taree. He's purchased their dream home.
That is awesome.
An awesome story that comes from Latrell Mitchell. He gets a bagging, but he's a good guy. What's the most recent item that you have purchased for your mum?
Lunch.
Good, because you don't do much with your mum because mum's a pain in the...
pig's ass.
She drives her around the place.
Yeah, all right. And I built her a granny flat.
Exactly.
Well, that's a
great purchase for mum,
granny flat. That's a great purchase.
What about you, Damo?
The most recent thing I bought for my mum was tickets to one of my shows.
Oh, you're
unbelievable.
I still had them indirectly buy them.
No, you
came out of the bottom line.
You didn't.
Came out of the bottom line.
Did the gig sell out? Because if it didn't sell out, it's not actually...
It sold out.
Yeah, but you had producer comps. Like, let's be honest. Should we break it down? Do we have to break down the budget?
We don't need to get into the particulars.
That's right. Well, you didn't buy that for your mum, mate.
I bought mum two tickets to my show in Geelong.
I mean, and there's venue holds. I mean, do I need to explain how this works?
You don't need to get into the bottom, you know.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.